Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I have a wonderful guest today, Martha Tassinari. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. It's so great to be here. I so appreciate this opportunity.
Awesome. And we are talking about health and wellness because it's so important. And your business is Holistic Recovery Solutions, and they can find you at holisticrecoverysolutions.com. You are a holistic recovery coach, but you began your career as a physical therapist.
Yes, I did. I actually went to Northeastern and graduated from their physical therapy school in 1994. And I've been all over the map in regard to different physical therapy clinics. And I started in the Boston area, and then I soon ended up in Arizona working, which was beautiful. I loved it there. And I ended up getting transferred to Virginia Beach on a promotion. I was director of their spine rehab, and I oversaw about four or five different clinics.
Wow.
And I absolutely loved it.
Physical therapy is such a really noble profession. So you were in it for almost 14 years?
Yeah, and I still have my license. I do not do traditional physical therapy, but I've been practicing for quite a long time. And my specialty was orthopedics at that point.
Okay. And now, how did you transition into holistic recovery from physical therapy?
It was really a journey of my own personal discovery and wounds, so to speak. I was married to an alcoholic and drug addict, and I returned to the Boston area actually in 1997, and I met him in 1998. And I started having a lot of pain after our marriage, physical pain. And I had a lot of stress in my life. So what happened was...
Because of his addiction.
Because of his addiction. Because of his addiction. And I really realized at that point that something was really going on inside me. So this really was the route I went from going from physical therapy, traditional mode, and into a more holistic mode. And what I learned is that to heal, we really need to look at the whole mind, body, spirit components to have complete healing occur.
Mm-hmm. And then you when did you do the or start your how do you say it?
Craniosacral therapy.
That is such a tongue twister. How did you kind of been doing that all along?
I've been doing that for a long time. And when I returned to the Boston area, I worked at Braintree Rehab, and I met this woman who did craniosacral therapy, and I had never even heard of it. They didn't teach that in
PT
school.
And so what is it? What is it?
So craniosacral therapy is a beautiful healing modality. It's very gentle. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about it that I love is it addresses our central nervous system, which is the powerhouse of our body. It controls everything, our thoughts, our beliefs, the way we talk, the way we digest food. So if we don't address the central nervous system, we're not addressing all layers, including our pain level. And the great thing about it, it's very gentle, and it addresses not only the physical components, but also the emotional and spiritual components.
So it's a hands-on. Is it some kind of a hands-on massage?
Yeah, I wouldn't categorize it as a massage. My hands could be on your head at one point. Mm-hmm. They could be on your lower back. They could be on your legs or even your feet.
Oh.
And it's very gentle. We're looking for release in the tissues, and we're also looking if there's something coming up emotionally for the client as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really not a massage per se, but It is a hands-on technique. It's actually stemmed from an osteopathic technique, from back in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been used for many different diagnoses, pain things such as headaches and lower back pain.
Migraines.
And also digestive issues.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So what it's doing is it's releasing not only the tissue, but some of the membranes that are attached within the spinal cord that influence our nervous system.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the other things that you do, because if you're coming for craniosacral therapy, mm-hmm. be very careful the way I say it. You're local, you're out of Duxbury,
yes.
But a lot of your work and your coaching is through Skype, mm-hmm. and you really work and focus on energy healing, holistic therapies, and the holistic recovery.
Right.
And the coaching itself you have been doing since 2010? Is that right?
Well, actually, I've been doing a lot longer. I just started calling myself a holistic recovery coach because I fell into it. But I've really been doing it for quite a long time. I would probably say the last 10 years.
Okay.
I started my own personal practice about 4 years ago. So that's when I started to really attract these type of women. So I started calling myself that because I realized I was one.
Yeah, yeah. You realized, yes, this is what I'm actually doing.
Yes.
I might as well take that, you know, that torch and run with it. Now, you talk about aligning your living your life in alignment with your core values.
Yes.
And we were just chatting about this mm-hmm. earlier. I feel like I am in alignment and living that way. But is there something that you can share to the listener that might sort of give them a little bit of an idea of maybe how they're not in alignment? I mean, not everybody has a really huge, powerful situation in their life. Because your situation, that was clear that you were not in alignment. Is that right?
Right. I was not in alignment.
Yes, because he was in your life and he was a big part of your life.
Exactly.
So if you don't have something that obvious, what's a good sign? You were telling me earlier some great examples.
So I think the telltale signs of not being in alignment with your core values is, for example, we spoke prior to this radio show, that if you're on your way to yoga class and you can't find your parking spot
mm-hmm.
and you're giving someone the finger that took your spot.
Yeah.
Or if you are perhaps preaching that you're exercising and you're preaching to other people that you need to eat right, and then you go home and have 5 glasses of wine and chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
You're not in proper alignment. And the other telltale signs are if you're super stressed,
mm-hmm.
you are in your conditioned self, which I'll talk about later, and also if you are feeling sick
mm-hmm.
and not really connecting to your authentic self. Those are telltale signs of not being in proper alignment.
Well, and a lot of people are super stressed though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We may not be in alignment, but we might not be that out of line, right?
Exactly. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know.
Mm. Yeah.
So sometimes it takes an illness or even coming down with a headache to say, you know what, you need to rest. Or you're in a relationship that's really draining you.
Yeah.
Those types of things. And really looking at what's feeding into that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what scared you the most about shifting your... we're going to go to commercial break in about 2 minutes. But shifting your life and, separating yourself from the person in your life that was an addict. Was there something that scared you the most about that?
Well, what I realized is that he was really draining me and literally making me sick, and I had to do something. And that there was fear of being alone.
Yeah.
But then I realized, I think I'd rather be alone than be in a toxic relationship.
Yeah, the fear of staying was probably more fearful at some point, right?
It was. I mean, he was a drug addict and there were drugs in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
It was really scary. So I knew I had to step up to the plate and make a conscious decision.
And he wasn't that way when you met.
He had some issues, but I thought I could change him.
Oh,
yeah. If he loved me enough, he'd stop drinking and drugging.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you can't change other people.
Right? No, you can't change other people's patterns or behaviors.
You can lead a horse to water.
Exactly.
Right?
And so many women out there think they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I don't know. We think we have such a impression, like we're that powerful that, you know, we could sort of give insight and the other person's going to have that big light bulb go off.
Right, exactly. And understanding this disease of addiction is really helpful to give you that insight, because not to take it personally. That's what women do, is they take it personally.
Yeah, it's hard not to, though.
It is.
We take everything personally.
It is.
Because it's our person that they're talking to,
exactly.
Right? Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to touch on this again
okay. When
we come back. We're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Martha Tesinari, and you can find her at holisticrecoverysolutions.com. You're listening to 95.9 WATD.
Are you a woman who has been affected by addiction with yourself or by a family member? At Holistic Recovery Solutions, I use holistic coaching methods to help women accelerate their healing and recovery at a deeper level. Holistic Recovery Solutions helps you get unstuck from old conditioned patterns of shame, fear, self-judgment, or self-doubt. Releasing the emotional scars of the past is another way Holistic Recovery Solutions can help you become the confident woman that you were meant to be. Empower yourself today and visit holisticrecoverysolutions.com.
Want to get noticed with high-end design and printing that's affordable for your budget? You can at Studio 27. At Studio 27, we take out that cookie-cutter look and put in quality and high-end design at affordable pricing. We strive to make your design a unique reflection of your business. With us, it's personal. We bring that boutique quality to the print and design world at Studio 27 because we really care about our customers and take pride in designing for you. Visit us at studio27group.com for a free quote.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with everythingyouwishfor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
Welcome back to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, and my guest is Martha Tesinari. HolisticRecoverySolutions.com is where you can go to her website. And we were just talking about how we think that we're powerful enough to share our insights with somebody, and we hope their light bulb will go off, and it doesn't, and then we take it personally. What are some simple steps that somebody can make today to start breaking those chains of enabling that addict in their life, or just not living that life of alignment?
Okay, well, I think it's important to first define enabling, because many people don't even know that they're enabling someone.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual definition is doing something for someone else that they should be doing for themselves.
That the other person should be doing for themselves.
So, for example, if you have a 30-year-old adult who isn't paying his rent and is behind on all his bills because he's using his money for drugging and drinking, and the parent keeps on giving money and bailing him out, he will never learn. He will know that his parents will be rescuing him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really disabling not only to the addict, but it's also really disabling to the parents that may be involved. And we can enable not just son, daughters, but our husband. I did it with my ex-husband. I would call in sick for him and lie for him.
Oh,
So he wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
And so
that's totally enabling.
Yeah. So those are things that are enabling.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between enabling and helping is doing something for someone else that they truly aren't able to do. For example, I broke my hip and I can't drive and I can't go food shopping. So, Nicole, you say, I'd like to go food shopping for you, Martha, because I know you can't drive.
You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. That's helping somebody.
Yeah. So people think that they're helping, but they're enabling.
They're enabling.
And on the complete opposite spectrum, which is not really more of a severe case study, but we talked about children, enabling children. Excuse me. And you can enable your child by cleaning up after your child. You're not really helping them. You're enabling them to not pick up after themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this can be really detrimental as the child grows to be an adult through college and through their 30s and 40s. It affects their relationships with other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because so, if they become a slob.
Well, and it affects all areas. Finances.
Yes.
Relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Self-care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of those
Everything.
Things.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important. And so in regard to breaking the chains from enabling, I first want to share very quickly that I have two excellent blogs on my website.
Okay.
It was a two-part series I just wrote the past 2 weeks. And one of the things, the tips I share, is just sit down with yourself and be honest. And write a list of the things that you think you're doing to enable your husband, child, or whoever it is in your life that's mm-hmm. the addict.
Yes, because some women have a child that mm-hmm. has an addiction as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick one thing from that list.
Okay.
Because this pattern's been going on for a very long time. So you need to chunk it down. So take one thing. So for example, if it's, you know, giving money to the 30-year-old son.
Yeah.
So stop that. Create that emotional boundary.
And that's a simple step. And mm-hmm. Then you can start tackling the other things on the list.
Right, right.
So just really focusing on doing one thing.
Setting a goal for yourself and realizing the tough thing about enabling is the person feels guilty or feel like they're being mean
mm-hmm.
because the pattern may have been going on for many, many years. But patterns can be broken.
So the person that you're enabling might take it personally and take offense to the fact that you've stopped helping them financially.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have to tackle those things on the list. And it's less overwhelming if you just do one at a time.
Absolutely. And just to, as an FYI, you may be manipulated by the addict. They may make you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've always done this. I really need help just this once.
Just this one last time.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that turns into 2 more years.
Yeah.
So it's there's a fine line.
Now we're talking about enabling and disabling.
Mm-hmm.
What about empathy and empath? What is does empath come from the word empathy?
In a sense it does. And I wanted to share the actual definition from Webster.
Okay.
On empath, and that is a person with paranormal ability to apprehend the mental or emotional feelings of another person. So, for instance, you tell me your cat died, and I can feel your grief at a deep soul level. It's not just of saying, I
feel bad. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, they know how you feel at a deep soul level.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
So what an empath is we are sponges for the energy around us and the energy of another person. And I know this because I work at myself being an empath. And an empath is a very loving, nurturing person.
Mm-hmm.
They feel, I mean, they can get right down there and cry with you. But it can be toxic to them.
Yes. Okay. Now, I feel you, Martha. I'm feeling you because I feel like I have empath.
Yeah.
And it can be toxic. You just said it can be toxic for you because you're taking in all of this energy.
Yeah.
From other people. Is there some kind of a sort of a stone I can wear around my neck to sort of ward off the bad energy?
I think the first thing is to realize that you are one. And there's a couple of mm-hmm. questions that I think are really important to ask yourself. Are you super, super highly sensitive to other people and the energies around you?
Mm-hmm.
Are your feelings super easily hurt? Are you feeling drained in a crowd? Like, even if you go to a family gathering, do you feel like life has been sucked out of you?
Yeah, I don't feel that.
Okay.
So then I'm not empath. But there's different ways of it?
There's many different ways.
These are just examples.
And sometimes the empath may be overeating. That's another thing that they have to kind of relieve their stress some type of way. Also, if they're sick all the time, and there's no reason, they've gone to the doctor and everything's fine at a physical level.
Okay. Yeah, there's a word for that, though, isn't there? When you're constantly going to the doctor and there's nothing wrong with you?
You might be referring to psychosomatic, but this is a little bit different.
Okay.
There is something truly going on. It's presenting itself at the physical level, but it's actually coming from an energetic, emotional issue.
Okay. So no, I think I was thinking of hypochondriac.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. All right. So psychosomatic is sort of similar.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, what if we don't release our emotional scars? We have about a minute and we're going to go to break. Really, we're just going to manifest?
Yes. And that is actually a full day workshop on how we have our issues in our tissues, so to speak.
I love that.
So what can happen is if you have experienced an event, witnessed a traumatic event, and it doesn't have to be a death or a car accident. It could be something that someone said to you. And it's an unprocessed emotion. So it can reside in a particular part of your body, and it can fester, and it can feed into disease, spiritual disease, physical disease, and also an energetic disease.
Huh. So unprocessed, it's lingering there,
exactly.
And you've done nothing with it.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk some more about unprocessed emotions when we come back.
Great.
We'll take a little break. We're with Martha Tesonari. HolisticRecoverySolutions.com is where you can find her website. And I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm with Martha Tesonari, and we were just talking about unprocessed emotions that we sort of have stuck in our, is it in our head, in our heart? Where are these unprocessed emotions? Is it both places?
They can be anywhere. And Nicole, what happens is we carry our emotional wounds in our muscles and in the cells of our body. And over time, they can
in
accumulate.
Our
yes.
Wow.
So I will give you an example. I was working with someone, and they had digestive issues.
Okay.
And so I had my hands in the pelvic and stomach area, and as we were talking, I felt that something was going on within her body in this area, and I said, is there anything going on with you? And she said, I am having a memory of when I was molested.
Oh, okay.
So she was holding on to that unprocessed emotion.
Okay.
And had to release it. It's been sitting there for a really long time.
And it was not in her head or her heart?
No. Mm-hmm. It was affecting the way she was digesting her food. And this area is called our solar plexus. It's one of our chakras.
Okay.
Which we can speak about later. It's an energy center that affects those organs that are in that area, but it also is the area of our power center, self-esteem, and self-worth. And often when someone has been molested mm-hmm. or abused in any way, mm-hmm. self-esteem and self-worth are the huge things that are affected.
Okay, and self-confidence, obviously.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. So it's really important to learn where we're holding these particular emotions. And holding on to these unresolved emotions can present themselves as anger, resentment, grief, sadness.
Mm. Lots of different
emotions.
Okay.
And we're taught in our society to just keep on, you know, move on, get over it.
Mm.
But how do we get over it if we're holding on to it and we don't even know we're holding on
and
to
we,
it?
And if we don't address it.
Absolutely.
You have to address it. You mm-hmm. have to, you know, sort of, what did you say? Open up your closet, look at everything that's there and really, you know, organize it.
Right.
Organize it nice and neat in your mind and understand what it is. It is what it is. Deal with it as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's what you need to do, right?
Right. And
because you can't eliminate it. You can't erase it.
No. No, we can't erase the past, mm-hmm. but we can change how we react to the past.
Yes.
Which is huge. And I think it's important to note here that when we have these memories or issues in our tissues, they have an emotional, energetic charge that mm-hmm. can affect us.
Okay.
So what I recommend to people is if they know they're having unresolved issues or emotions happening, is really give yourself permission to feel the feelings.
Acknowledge. Give yourself permission. Acknowledge the feelings.
Absolutely.
So you can move forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, things like going for a run, meditating.
Yeah.
Connecting with helpful resources such as perhaps an Al-Anon meeting or a support group or mm-hmm. even AA.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere where you can release those emotions.
Okay. Now, you are living a wonderfully healthy and balanced life.
I try.
You are now. and you had to transition out of that. So it does take some time.
It takes practice and it's a journey. I mean, I practice every day. I mean, certainly I have stress in my life just like the
everyone
rest of
else
the world.
Mm-hmm.
Things come up, family mm-hmm. members do things, or
yes.
you know, you may have some stress in your business. I'm a solo entrepreneur.
Yeah,
you know, so things do come up.
Now let's talk about the energy vampires in our life. So there are energy vampires that sort of suck your energy versus mm-hmm. what we were talking about earlier when you're empath, when you have empath and you sort of feel other people's energy.
Right.
Right? Because you're kind of pulling, as a person with empath, you're kind of pulling energy into yourself without your own, I guess, your own acknowledgement.
Yes, you're taking it on. You can take it on at a non-conscious level. So unfortunately, the empath is a sitting duck for an energetic vampire. But there are things you can do mm-hmm. to protect yourself.
Yes. And what about these energy vampires? Before we go into the protecting, they can really suck your energy when they're not there.
Yes.
So they don't even have to be in the room. But if you're thinking about, say, a situation or something that happened or a confrontation you had or what have you, if you're thinking about it, it's sucking your energy.
Yes, it's affecting you at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because people say, well, how can I be affected by someone's energy if they're like in
Not
Hawaii?
Even. Yeah. Even worse. They're having a good time and boy, they piss me off. No.
So just think of when you get a phone call, perhaps from a family member or friend, and they are across the country, and after the conversation, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that energy was happening over the phone lines.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they're not even in the room.
They're not in the mm-hmm. room.
Even not on the phone. If you're thinking about it in your head.
Absolutely.
It's sucking your energy if you're not even talking to them. Right?
Yes. Mm. It's something you have to really be aware. So if you're feeling super exhausted and depleted, mm-hmm. you really need to look at, okay, what's happening? What's depleting me?
Okay. So now what is a step? I love this example that you give that you can take so that you don't absorb any negative energy that you don't want to absorb.
You're talking about the rose.
Talking about the rose. I love the rose.
And one of my colleagues shared this with me, and it's just a great thing. And you can use, it doesn't have to be a rose. It can be anything that you resonate, whether you resonate with a gold flower or the sun or the moon or a particular color.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Or a stone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what you can do is really putting that rose in between you and that other person.
Mm-hmm.
So we have what's called an aura, which is about 18 inches outside from our body, and not allowing that person to pass the rose. You're looking at them energetically,
mm-hmm.
and you are seeing them go through their process. Allow them to do what they have to do, but they're not allowed to step into your energy field.
So how do you sort of get them to put their thoughts and words and energy into the rose? How do you...
No, it's not into the rose. They're not allowed to step past the rose to step into your energy field. So you're allowing them to go through their process. You're not doing anything to them. You're protecting yourself energetically.
And you're just picturing a rose in front of you.
Right. And the other person is on the other side, then you have the rose, and then you have your energetic field.
And it works.
It works.
I haven't tried it yet.
And it's really amazing. It's helpful for you, the client, to protect yourself energetically. And over time, if you do this consistently, if you're having a particular issue, say with husband,
mm-hmm.
then you can see perhaps changes in his behavior at the same time without even talking about it.
Really?
Yes.
So you'll see changes.
Yes.
Just by putting the rose there.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to try it. All right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. And we are with Martha Tassinari, HolisticRecoverySolutions.com is where you can find her. And you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Have you ever hesitated to leave your pets in order to go on vacation? Or are you worried about leaving your dog alone all day while you're at work? At Just Around the Corner Pet Sitting, our loving staff is here to help you. If you live in Plymouth, Pine Hill, Sagamore Beach, or surrounding areas, Just Around the Corner Pet Sitting and Dog Walking can help ease your mind and bring comfort and care to your pets. We offer many options for your furry family. Call us at 508-245-1389 or visit us online at justaroundthecornerpetsit.com.
Hi, this is Meredith Gordon from WineFlowersGlass.com, and when I'm painting in my studio, I love to listen to Powerful Women Revealed every Sunday at 12:15 on 95.9 WATD.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Martha Tassinari. And we were just talking about, we touched on briefly about how you can manifest things, and it can go into your muscles and your body and your head and also your heart. And what I want to ask you is, how do you heal a grieving heart? If your heart gets broken, isn't it kind of broken forever? How do you heal that?
Well, in broken forever, yes, we have that wound.
Is your heart still broken? No. So you have come to a place in your life that, not that you're thankful for your experience, because you're not thankful for somebody else's heartache, but you've come to a place that you're healed.
Well, I think the important thing is to be able to, over time, after you've gone through the grieving process, is to shift your energy, and that's what I've tried to do. With my ex-husband, I actually bless him and I thank him, because if it weren't for him, I would not be on this path.
Yes.
I wouldn't have had this path of self-discovery and deep healing.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have this business.
And you wouldn't be helping others.
Right.
So this is you've turned a tragedy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and that's what a lot of people have done. They turn a tragedy into a positive.
Yeah.
So you've clearly done that, but you really do feel like your heart is healed.
My heart is healed from him. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think one thing that I would like to share in healing a grieving heart is my experience with the death of my mother.
Okay.
Very quickly. My mother died about 5 years ago, and I was very connected with her energetically. I was connected with her at a very deep soul level.
Mm-hmm.
And when she died, I was with her, and I did a lot of her care. And I, being the empath, I took on a lot of her stuff. She died of colon cancer, and I started having digestive issues. I had colonoscopies that were totally negative. And so I started looking at that, and I went to my mentor, and I ended up doing some advanced training with a craniosacral therapy class, and I learned that I was taking on my mother's illness.
Mm-hmm.
I was not letting her spirit go.
Oh.
And I was crying. I mean, for 3 years, I cried.
I was going to ask you, how long did it take you to let her go?
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
And after this healing with this professor, it was amazing. I was on the table for 2.5 hours, and I literally cried for 2 hours.
Mm.
And I could feel her spirit being released into the heavens.
Wow.
And so I think it's really important to give yourself that time to grieve and really connect with, whether it's a coach, a counselor, a grieving support group, to have that support, because you can't do this alone.
Yeah, you have to grieve and you have to have support.
Yeah, and really, you know, not beating yourself, I should be over this by now.
Oh, mm-hmm.
You know, there's
everybody's amount of time takes a little, it's a little different.
There's no rule of thumb. I mean, for empaths, it's much longer. So that's why I suggest really getting the help you need. And I also offer a blog on my website called Healing a Grieving Heart that gives you specific tips and tools to help the grieving process.
Okay.
And it's not getting rid of that emotion. It's really connecting those memories and keeping them in your heart and acknowledging them. Because it's so important to, because people don't want to let go because they're afraid they're going to lose something. They're going to lose those memories of their mother or a loved one.
And you haven't lost her.
No.
Because you still are connected with her. It's just on a different, it's a different level.
It's a different level. It's on a spiritual level. I talk to her daily.
Mm-hmm.
She's right here.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, you're going to make me cry. All right. Well, I do want to mention that your website, people can go and download right now. So you do change it out a few times a year, but right now there's a free Pathway to Freedom kit.
Yes.
And a guide to self-meditation. So the self-meditation, that's pretty self-explanatory, and it's a lovely guide that you have. But the Pathway to Freedom kit, is that really geared towards the person that is the addict or the person that has the addict in their life?
It's actually geared towards both, because I work with women who are going through recovery, who have been sober perhaps or drug-free for 15 months to 2 years.
Yeah, they need that base before they come work with you.
Yes, because if they're still active, it's very unsafe to heal at this deep level. They need to get their sobriety first.
Okay.
And then I also work with families, women who have been affected by addiction, perhaps by their husband or their child.
Okay.
So it's really for everyone. These points, my 10 healing tips to freedom.
I underlined a couple of them. Create healthy boundaries. I love that. Give yourself permission and change the things you can.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to go in a little bit deeper on any of those topics?
Yes. And the other two is self-acceptance and self-compassion. Mm-hmm. Really allowing yourself to be gentle with yourself, because we have that inner critic in all of us. And that is that voice, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not thin enough. All those things that keep us stuck. So really learning how to be compassionate with yourself and nurturing mm-hmm. yourself. And listening to your inner wisdom and your spiritual guidance.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That yep. gut feeling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many times have we gone against that gut feeling and said,
well,
I should have
listened. I know. That's why the gut feeling is there.
So important.
If you're in an elevator and you are having a gut feeling that the person that's walking in the elevator with you is just creeping you out, don't go in the elevator.
Absolutely.
Like, we have to listen to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it can be something so simple like that.
And the meditation that I offer on my website is really teaching you how to connect to your inner wisdom, really listening to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want to share another one. I actually was running one time, and a truck pulled over and was going to ask me a question. And I looked at the person in the truck, just a normal man. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe he was just looking for directions, but my gut instinct said, keep running and don't stop.
Mm.
Because, you know, sometimes as a runner, you're in a private area. It's the wooded area, that kind of thing. And I listened to my gut, and, you know, I hope I made the right choice, because right. who knows if that person was going to pull out, you know, some kind of a weapon and make me get into the truck. I mean, you never know. And my husband was in my head saying, don't get in that truck. So I didn't. So it's just little things like that,
yeah.
that we really have to do, listen to ourselves
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and trust.
Exactly.
And trust what we're telling ourselves. I can't believe we are out of time. I do want to ask you one last question. In your field of study, Martha, mm-hmm. who really inspires you the most?
I have three people that I absolutely love, and one is Brené Brown, who is a shame specialist.
Love her.
Wayne Dyer, who's all about the power of intention,
mm-hmm.
and Carolyn Mice, who does what's called energy anatomy and review of all the chakras and the healing centers in our body that affect disease.
Okay.
So those are my three guides.
Okay, so Brené Brown I've heard of, and you can find her on TED Talks and YouTube. Mm-hmm. And Wayne Dyer, everyone's heard of his books, mm-hmm. beginning with The Erroneous Zones. Who was the last one?
Caroline, and the last name is Mice. M-Y-S-S.
M-Y-S-S. Okay, we'll have to look them up. Well, I want to thank you again
for being here. Thank you so much. It went by so fast.
I know it does. I want to give your information one last time. Martha Tesinari, HolisticRecoverySolutions.com. And check out her website. She's always got things she's offering there. She's also at 40 Tremont Street in Duxbury. And you can give her a call at 781-934-0100. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. And have a great week, everyone. Remember, knowledge is power.